Test!
Hey man, this is Tommy Chong, and whenever I want to get high, I don't say no. I just listen to John Boy and Billy. Who wrote this, man? Test!
Boys and girls, it is Friday. It is September 17th. Already over half this month of September. Believe that?
Yep.
We do, right there on the calendar. Right. Yeah, look at all of us, John, Bo, and Billy. Hey, Billy's moving around the kitchen area, cleaning up. So he always does, first thing in the morning.
It's more like cleaning out.
Hey, good morning, Tater. Hello. Look good in your spot over there.
Thank you.
Rando.
Hello.
Jackie and Andy behind the glass.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
Mr. Abdow.
There right. It is. The best voice on the show that says the least. Andy behind the glass.
All right, let's see. National days we got. We got three of them. It's National Professional House Cleaners Day. Right. Remember right. when that used to be your wife?
Oh, my Lord.
Two, three, four.
New. I'm not going there. We have the same house cleaner, all three of us. Johnny, Billy, myself, Olga. So, salut to Olga, whose real name is Leticia Williams.
Yeah,
and I get why she has the nickname Olga. You had her first.
Uh-huh.
And that's she would right. come in, and she didn't speak a lot of English then, many years ago. Right. And she'd go, hola! And you thought she said,
oh, it's Olga. That's why I say, what, a Mexican woman named Olga? I said, well, we thought so. I did for a while. So, yeah, she is.
Well, let me just say, you took a lot of pressure off the rest of us.
I sure did. She has become part of our family over the years, man.
She really
is,
yeah.
She really has.
I call her my marriage counselor, because if it weren't for her, I'd have killed my wife.
But she could have done a great job cleaning up after.
Right.
Looking back, when was that? I remember it was when I finally made enough money to hire somebody to clean the house.
It was after child two.
1937, Jerry. No,
I believe it was after your second child because I pulled you aside and said, you really ought to get her some help.
Yeah.
Let her find someone right. to help you clean
like
up.
That was. So it was like 32 years ago.
Wow.
You believe that's so bad.
And right, Olga, remarkably, has held up better than any of us.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
May I say? She's one of the most beautiful women I've seen, and she is gorgeous.
She is
still
pretty.
Trying to find her a man.
she got her good one. I didn't tell you.
No, she's got a good.
Yeah,
no,
I remember her husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago.
Yeah, but she's got a new boyfriend, and they've already bought her a diamond ring.
Is that the guy at the wedding?
Yeah.
Her daughter's wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I did meet him. Yeah.
All right, good. So
fine,
anyway.
I wanted to do it.
We going to line another one up, okay? Just in case.
Look, you worry about the show. We got somebody else working on the off project.
All right, then it's National Apple Dumpling Day. All right.
Mm.
Remember when wives used to cook?
Oh,
no. And it's National Monte Cristo Day.
It's a good sandwich.
Monte Cristo. Yeah, so that's fried ham and cheese. Mm. Okay.
They fry the whole sandwich.
Yeah, the whole one.
Yeah.
I do that anyway. A little butter in a frying pan.
Yeah, that's why he's...
No,
you can't go wrong.
It's a deep fry. It's a
that's
deep
why
fry.
He's maintained
that. That was a deep fry. Yeah, you don't worry about what I'm maintaining.
And I don't know what they do, but the bread kind of tastes like a funnel cake. Some places, but that's where it. I've had it, it tastes
man.
Like a funnel cake. And they all dust right. it with powdered sugar. It's not a sandwich. It's dessert.
That's a good one. Yeah, man. Remember when?
You
know how to make them. All right. Well, we got our 3 days in history saved up, and we'll get our first prize pack out. You know, that's the way we do it for outbursts in minutes. Big Show's on the radio. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. First prize package this morning Remember when Jackie would have the correct prize packages?
Nope.
You ready for me?
She's too busy making you a Monte Cristo.
First thing in the morning. She's going there. Put your man list down. We'll get back to that in a minute.
And if we can teach Olga how to do this, look out.
So we got a Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. Includes Mount Olive hat, T-shirt, stainless tumbler, and pickle juicers. That's the latest innovation from the corner of cucumber and vine. Pickle juicers and convenient 2-ounce shooters, 64-ounce jugs. That pickle juice is good for you.
The what?
Mount Olive Pickles all over it.
Pickle juice.
Great product since 1926. All right, 3 dates in history where we get our categories. Here we go. September 17th, 1960, Loretta Lynn appeared for the first time on a Grand Ole Opry. She joined the Opry 2 years later. Yeah, get to see Loretta. I got a picture on our wall. It's hugged up on her. She
just as great. Sweet of a person you could hope to find.
I know. I like that movie, too.
Oh,
that,
man.
That Sissy Spacek played.
That is one, that is one of those movies, if I'm flipping around and that movie's on, I always stop right
got
there.
To.
It's, it's called Coal Miner's Daughter.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. See that. Check it out. Loretta. All right. On this date, 1988, research results were released indicating that Americans did not want talking cars, cameras, or appliances that told them what to do or how to do it. Mm. That was 88.
But then you definitely won't like my house. Everything in the house talks and tells me what to do.
I know. You want to go back to where Olga saved your marriage again?
I know. It's the whole. It's I got to have a woman's voice telling me what to do. I can't help it. It's how I've lived my entire life.
All right. Good luck with the rest of it. Okay. Finally, it was on this date in 06. An Italian thief robbed an elderly lady, lost his cell phone, called his own number, and unwittingly arranged a date with police, who by then had his phone.
Hey, how's it going? It's a me, Mario.
So on his way, the 35-year-old robbed another old lady and rode a stolen scooter to meet police. So I'm glad they got this bad Italian guy in 06. All right. Well, there's our categories. 1-800-BIG-SHOWS, you toll free line. Come on, we play Outburst next. Big Show on the Radio, building to your Friday. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals going on right now at Z-Max Dragway. We got telemarketing at level 100. Kind of a high-pressure telemarketing dude here.
The most aggressive telemarketer you'll ever... Let's just hope telemarketers don't actually start doing this.
Well, let's all check it out and make you a visit to thebigshow.com. And right now... With our Friday winning again.
Outburst, let's play Outburst. It's the game that anyone can win. John Boy and Billy give you prizes from the big prize bin. Let's go meet contestant number one. This should really be a lot of fun. When you're playing Outburst, have a hurry up and guess time. You'll have the best time. You'll have a big show time.
Say hey to David from Morristown, Tennessee.
We'll have a big show time.
David! Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, buddy. Welcome in here, Dave. Let's get through these three categories, get to winning beginning. You ready?
I'm ready.
In 5 seconds, 3 female country singers. Ready to go?
Loretta Lynn, Reba McEntire, and Trisha Yearwood.
Bam! All right, David, now 3 gadgets that can talk to you. Ready to go?
Car, TV, and telephone.
All right. And for to win, 3 things little old ladies own. Ready to go?
Purse, grandma wore a shawl, and glasses. How's that?
I think that's a man of experience right there.
Good work, David. You've earned your Mount Olive Pickles prize pack. We'll get it over to you in Morristown.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Glad you won, buddy.
Yeah, let me give a shout out.
Go ahead. You ought to shouting.
I will give one my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's a good one, David. We appreciate you. Brother in Christ winning on the big show. Good work, Bo.
Hey, we appreciate y'all.
All right, man. So where are y'all going later?
Heaven.
Should I look for you? Y'all, let's jump out. Catch up on your news tarmac in 20 minutes. Big Show's on the radio. Yeah, it all started with Randy's COVID haircut. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to admit, I think she's getting better.
Yep, I went just last night. It was margarita night. Of course, actually, every night is margarita night, but, you know.
All right, well, let's see what's going on at Doodle's Hair Salon.
Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon. Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon. We'll give you a perm or shorten the back, even trim the hair at the top of your crack. Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon.
Hello, friends. Your old pal Bert Byrne here, and I'm pleased as punch to be the new spokesman for Doodle's Hair Salon, Millsburg's newest boutique where the chic go to get on fleek. Doodle's Hair Salon isn't one of those mass production hair cutteries with 24 stylists and only 6 different haircuts to choose from. Doodles herself does each and every single haircut. Right, Doodles?
Get in the chair and I'll cut your hair.
Each one with Doodles' trademark personal touch.
Just a little off the top. What the hell is this?
Next.
And Doodles Hair Salon is fully liquor licensed by the state. And the bar is always open.
You want a little drinky-winky?
No, thank you.
Oh, I'll just have one more, okay? Hang on a second. All right. Old Phil.
Are you okay to do this?
Yeah, you shut your mouth.
Shut my ear!
That is the Van Gogh. And all the kids are getting it. Hey, you want a drink?
How about that? We do perms, palms, mullets, skullets, roosters, afros, whole froze, mohawk, brohawk, hohawk, high fade, low fade, bowl cut, buzz cut, crew cut, Butch Cassidy, Butch Patrick, Patrick Stewart, high and tight, low and loose, bob, fob, knob, page boy, choir boy, chorus boy, bouffant, jufant, ducktail, schmucktail, pixie cut, dixie cut, flat top, round top, tippy top, comb over, comb under, beehives, bird nests, Princess Leia, and even that stupid flock of seagulls hairdo that you used to wear and get your ass kicked by Girl Scout Troop 43, and you had to buy a lifetime supply of do-si-dos in order to get your retainer back.
Nice haircut, Zizzy boy.
And how? Friends, Doodle's Hair Salon is unlike any place you've ever been. We cater to your every whim. We even have our very own masseuse on staff. Just ask for old man hands curry. Hold on now. Nah. Go ahead.
Oh, Stephen Carr.
So come on down to Doodle's Hair Salon, just off Sweeney Todd Boulevard, across from the offices of James S. Murray Pet Cremation and Grandparent Divorce. Doodle's Hair Salon. Put your head in her hands.
I dare ya.
Remember the name, friends. Doodle's Hair Salon. This is your old pal, Bert Fern, saying, I'll see you there.
Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon. Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon. We'll give you a perm or shorten the back. Even trim the hair at the top of your crack. Get your hair cut any way you want at Doodle's Hair Salon.
Ducks. Ducks.
Good morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time once again for our mysterious visitor from the East, the all-seeing, all-knowing, and former financial conservator to Britney Spears, Tarmac the Magnificent.
What a great job for a while. And then Daddy showed up.
Tarmac, I hold in my hands the envelopes. As a child of four can plainly see, these envelopes are hermetically sealed. They've been kept in a mayonnaise jar in Cardi B's underwear drawer since noon yesterday. Ew. So no one knows the contents of these envelopes. But you and your mystical and semi-divine way will ascertain the answers to these questions, having never before seen the questions. Are you ready?
I am.
Well, there's envelope number one.
The Pineapple Express.
The Pineapple Express.
Name a drink made with fruit juice and stool softener.
All right. Envelope number two.
The Vaccine Mandate.
The Vaccine Mandate.
Describe Caitlyn Jenner having dinner with a Pfizer rep.
You are good.
See, who can't be topical?
Envelope number three.
Little Uzi Vert.
Heard that on Tatertainment News. Little Uzi Vert.
What do you get if your little vert gets infected?
Some of these aren't made for breakfast time.
No.
You know? And we're in envelope number four.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
What gets in your Scooby when you leave it on the porch all night? Is that a little more breakfast friendly?
Yeah, yeah. And we're in envelope number five.
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
What will Tommy Chong do if his wife ever throws him out of the house, man?
Like it. We're in envelope number six.
Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
Who starred in the worst Mission Impossible movie ever?
Tom, I got it. Here we are. Envelope number seven.
Tiny House.
Tiny House.
Name a show about a doctor who's 3 feet tall.
Sometimes it helps to write these down.
I get it.
Yeah, we're at envelope number eight.
The View.
The View.
What's the worst part of getting a lap dance from Whoopi Goldberg? One of many bad things. That's probably the worst.
And Tarmac, I hold in my hands the final envelope.
Okay, fine. Be that way. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
What does John Boy do on the Bass Pro Shops website?
Clickbait. I got you, Tarmac, the Magnificent.
I'm out of here.
Whoa!
tell you this, Mr. John Boy, or whatever your name is over there. I'll tell you this, Mr. Syndication, or whatever your name is. There'll be no stupid quiz in heaven, I'll tell you that.
Shows on the radio Friday, September 17th. You having a birthday today? Happy birthday. Sharing one with seven-time NASCAR champion Jimmy Johnson. Jimmy, 46 years old today. I can't believe that. Just back when Jimmy moved to town, Jeff Gordon kind of found him, turned Rick Hendrick on to him. They got his daddy Gary, and they moved here, and Gary was running the excavator. He's working. Mm-hmm. Still is, I guess, there, Gary. Well, shout out to you, buddy. We had to go through a lot when Jimmy got married because we had to find Gary a place to stay to kick him out of motorhome. Gary, look, Jimmy's married now. Yeah, he's got a wife, and, you know, he's seen her naked, but, you know, she don't want you to see
right,
her.
Right.
And he said, and who are you again?
Why didn't he throw you out?
Is Jimmy still racing or is he retired?
He's doing an IndyCar deal.
Oh, he's
doing an IndyCar. Yeah, no, he retired from NASCAR. So
you know what's changed in NASCAR? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still a fan of racing, right? But what's changed is exactly how you set up with Jimmy Johnson. He was a working man. He drove a skid loader or whatever. You know, and that was about Dale Earnhardt. He owned a farm. He rode the tractor. He worked. These were all people that we could relate with. They were blue-collar workers who would race on the weekends. That's what changed is when we moved from the relatable people behind the wheels, you know, because we all sat in the stands going, well, I think I could do that. But when they became rock stars,
Maybe the money and the sponsorships, because, you know, used to, you know, you'd race and you'd get out and you'd fight with whoever wrecked you. You
right,
know?
Right. Yeah. But now you got to get a Rolodex to make sure the guy's not on your team.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. That's right. Look at you kind of talking sports with us, right?
Well, I mean, it's cut it out.
It's freaking me out. Good morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. Coming up, we play John Boy Jeopardy. Somebody will win a bar stool, 10 sign, and a hat from Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans for over 169 years. Behind every gun we build is you. Check them out. Click on the Smith & Wesson banner when you go to thebigshow.com. All right, boys, here we go.
Bring it on. We're just small town dudes with small town news. Breaking stories of crimes committed you never do. Mind your P's and Q's or they'll cover you. The town may be small, but the news is huge.
Yes, that's the golden voice of comedian actor John Reed.
And he's serious, Johnny. This is his job.
His country-ish podcast. As John joins us every Friday morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Happy Friday to everybody.
Happy Friday, buddy.
Hey, I got a smart one for y'all today.
Smart one,
Yeah. Scientists in Germany are now potty training cows. Yeah. You ever had to potty train anything? Kids, pets?
Oh, yeah. A few. Some of them just learned it on their own, but mostly you.
Well, as it turns out, cows can be potty trained just as easily as toddlers, maybe even easier.
That's or maybe even easier, depending on the toddler.
Right. At a lab in a town unfortunately named Dummerstorf.
Dummerstorf.
Yeah, that's too bad. I thought Hickory was a bad name, but Dummerstorf. Yeah. Still not as bad as that town in Virginia, Damascus.
Oh, yes.
Well, researchers there mimicked the way toddlers potty trained. They put cows in a special pen called the Moo Loo. Yes, it's a bathroom for bovines. It's, you know, it's the head for heifers. And when they're finished, they cleaned up in a Waterloo. Abba loves it. 11 out of the 16 cows actually learn how to use it. The other 5 researchers were heard yelling, "Go now, brown cow! Squeeze your sirloins, let's go!" When they urinated in the moolu, they were rewarded with a treat. Yes. What do you think the treat was? What do y'all think the treat was?
I'm trying to think. What's that moo bar that I used to eat? I don't have anything. No, go ahead.
See, what he does is hard.
Right.
Well, it turns out cows have a sweet tooth, so they gave them molasses.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Then they recorded them trying to chew it and put it on TikTok.
It would be the best Chick-fil-A commercial campaign ever.
Yeah, that's true. If the cows did not use the moolu, they were punished with a squirt of cold water.
Ooh.
Like a bad cat. They just squirt them. I'm assuming it was a squirt to the face, but I don't know. It could be like a bidet in there.
I think they would like that.
Yeah.
I know I would.
Yeah. A little shot in the Angus. Well, they say it only took 15 days to train the young calves to use the moolu, then another 15 days to put the seat back down.
You're really most milking kids, this one, aren't you?
Well, most kids, it takes a lot longer. My mom told me it took me 3 months. And I, you know, I still prefer to pee in a pasture.
How many times did she hit you with the cold water?
I think this is a good thing because too much urine is a problem. Urine contains nitrogen, and when it's mixed with cow pies, it makes ammonia, which is bad for the environment. Mm. It's like that Luke Bryant song, you know, corn. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Except it's nitrogen and ammonia. You know, he ends with acid rain is a bad thing. See?
Uh-huh.
But cows do pee a lot. How many gallons do y'all think one cow pees in a day?
400.
I'm just thinking about the poor guy who had to measure.
Yeah, how do you measure?
Well, it's 8 gallons.
8 gallons a day,
yes,
of wee,
8 gallons
cow wee
a
wee.
Day.
I don't see them drinking much.
Uh-huh.
Must come.
Yeah,
really, I get it.
They will drink some water now.
A racehorse is 2 gallons, and everyone says I got to pee like a racehorse. That's only 2 gallons.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And when I would say I have to pee like Elsie, nobody would know what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Right.
Famous cow, Elsie.
Humans only. Yeah, I got
it. See, it is. It's really hard.
You could have said sea biscuit. That would have worked. Right. But that's a horse. Still not as much. But potty training animals could make it easier to manage waste products and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Sadly, they did not test for number 2.
Really?
They only trained the cows to use the moolu to urinate, not defecate.
Hmm.
So,
well,
yeah.
See, the number 2 could have come in handy. Remember when we used to play cow chip bingo at these radio station contests we had?
Yep. They'd lay out the grid on the ground. And
right, and then the cow would poop on the number, and I would have the number and cheer the cow.
Right.
Yeah, and sadly, it's not a moo-poo-loo. Moo-poo-loo is also a number 2 at Panda Express.
It looks just like that. No.
They do predict, however, that they could just as easily train cows to poop in certain places as well. You know, they just have to steer them. Come on! But apparently urine is the bigger problem in Europe because they're European all over the place. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hang on, we're almost done. The biggest problem... The biggest problem from cows is the heat-trapping gas methane, which they emit when they burp or fart,
right.
Also known as dairy air.
Dairy air.
That's it. I'm fun.
May be small, but news
Oh, my brother dodged a bullet. There you go, boys. Eat more chicken.
Check out John's Country-ish Podcast. All right, John, we appreciate you, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
All right, man. Let's play John Boy Jeopardy. Let's jump right in here. There are more of these vehicles in Minnesota than any other state. All totaled, it works out to one for every six people living there.
It's got to be the Cheesemobile, because they're very popular up there.
What y'all got? 1-800-BIG-SHOW, your toll-free line. We play John Boy Jeopardy next. Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals. This weekend is C-Max Dragway. Telemarketing at level 100. See what the level 100 looks like when you check it out.
It's Key and Peele. It's a good skit, though. You'll like it.
At TheBigShow.com. Good stuff. And right now, let's play.
Yes, live across America, it's John Boy Jeopardy.
Wow, wow, wow.
And now your host, entertaining at level 700. Of course, that's in dog levels. He's John Boy.
And I give. And say hey to Ryan out of Glasgow, Kentucky. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, John Boy.
Good morning. All right, Ryan, you first up. Let's see what you got. There are more of these vehicles in Minnesota than any other state. All totaled, it works out to one for every six people in the state of Minnesota. What could it be, Ryan?
The electric Toyota Prius.
Electric Toyota Prius.
That is such a great guess. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
You think the electric cars really caught on in Minnesota, right?
They push it awful hard. They got a real high EPA thing.
Well,
buddy, well, Ryan, we appreciate you playing, man. You have a great day. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah, but I'm laughing at you.
I'll laugh at you. It's okay.
It's all right, that a boy. All right, Ryan. See you, man. All right. We're going to Eric in Weddington, North Carolina. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, John Boy.
Should we let him know the Toyota Prius has already been?
I'm sure he's okay. He's listening.
That's the electric Toyota Prius.
Okay. All right. So, Eric, one in six Minnesotans have one of these vehicles. What kind of vehicle could it be?
Minnesota. I'm guessing probably a boat.
Probably a boat. Well, let's see. That's it, see?
Yeah.
If you know, very lakey up there.
Yeah. If you know, Minnesota is known as the state of 10,000 lakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be.
That would do it.
That would be a lot of Toyota Priuses, though. Yeah,
and,
there.
You know, electric cars don't like water.
All right. Hey, good work there, Eric. You got the big old Smith and Wesson prize pack. We'll get to you down the road in Weddington.
All right. Thank you. Can I do a shout-out?
Of course you can.
I'd like to give a shout-out to America, because every time you look at America, you always see Eric.
Oh, boy.
Right. Hey, good shout-out, Eric. I'm going to write down America and look at it here, right here. Well, I'm looking at America, and there it is. There's Eric.
Told you.
We hadn't looked at that way since Ma called in.
Thank you.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. It is Friday, and we some happy boys.
I was walking down the street on a sunny day. Hubba, 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 hubba. A feeling in my bones says I have my way. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Yeah, my little dog Spot got hit by a car. Hubba, 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 hubba. Put his guts in a box and put him in a drawer. Hubba, 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 hubba. Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey. Forgot all about it for a month and a half. Hubba, 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 hubba. I looked in the drawer and started to laugh. Hubba, 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 hubba. Cause I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
I'm a happy boy.
Happy boy.
Oh, ain't it good when things are going your way? Hey, hey.
Good Friday morning. Big Show's on the radio. All right. Got a brand new script. It's all in the playhouse. All right, Jackie. You got that down there, baby?
No.
Yeah. Now. Action. No.
Wait.
You're right.
She can't control them big hands. You know better than that.
I'm an idiot.
All right. Now we're ready. Action.
Welcome to John Boy and Billy Playhouse. Today's episode, Ricky B. Gets Scoped. As our story opens, Ricky B. Sharp is in the recovery room at Brushywood Medical Center in Dothan, Alabama.
Dr. David
Sharp.
Okay, sleepyhead. I don't know if you can hear me. The doctor said your colonoscopy went real good. Soon as you wake up, we'll get you home so you can take it easy for the rest of the day.
Am I dreaming? That sounds like the voice of an angel.
Nope. It's just me, honey.
Well, well, well. I am one lucky son of a gun. Not only am I Dothan's most beloved fast food master, I get to wake up to the face of the most beautiful woman in the world.
Oh, ain't you a sweetie? You feeling all right? Are you ready to go home?
Yeah.
That's a no, not quite yet.
Excuse me, Mrs. Sharp? I'm Dr. Brown. I did your husband's exam today.
Well, hey there, Doc. How'd he do?
He passed with flying colors. Hey, quick question. I got a call this morning from your husband's boss. He asked me to send him a copy of the video from the procedure. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm fine with it.
Really?
Yeah, they always play it at the company Christmas party.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the highlight of the evening. So you just send it on over.
All right, I'll have the technician take care of it.
All right.
Hey, is that old Jed Clampett there? The one that's been drilling for mud bunnies in my South 40?
Welcome back, Mr. Sharp. Good news, everything looks fine. You're all set.
Ah, I like the sound of that. I see you met my wife, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't no spring chicken, but she ain't half bad for a woman her age.
Ain't half bad for a woman her age? You sure have changed your tune. Just a second ago, you told me I was the most beautiful woman in the world.
I did? Huh. I reckon the propofol must be wearing off.
Son of a...
Ha! We hope you've enjoyed John Boy and Billy Playhouse.
You know, the angel that was here before you undid them top two buttons.
Tune in again next time when we hear the crusty old lady at the checkout desk say,
"Hey, big man, let me hold a dollar."
Stick them again, Doc.
Good morning, everybody. The Big Show is on the radio. Hang on. We're going to show our acting chops coming up.
I'm not an actor, damn you. I'm a movie star. I did one play in Summer Stock. I had one line. I forgot it. Thank God I can write down all my bits on the John Boy and Billy Big Show.
Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. All right, Crazy Bob saved up some money, able to bring you this portion of the Big Show.
It's a pre-holiday savings riot all this weekend at Crazy Bob's Cosmetic Surgery Warehouse. The home of factory direct prices on aftermarket upgrades for the whole family. Nose jobs, tummy tucks, butt lifts. Nobody but nobody sells them for less. Collagen injections. Jagger up your lips from just $19.95. Chemical peels and dermabrasion will have you so smooth your own family won't recognize you. And Crazy Bob's is your breast implant superstore. Any girl, any size, just $99.95. Buy two implants, get another one free. And this weekend only, it's a Botox bonanza. If you aren't born with a poker face, get one this weekend starting from just $19.95. Crazy Bob's is open nightly till 8 or until the last customer is smooth. Save like crazy. All weekend long at Crazy Bob's Cosmetic Surgery Warehouse. Get your face in the place.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Coming up, the easiest way for you to win, it's the current events quiz. Take C, get a variety pack of Astera Labs products. Pharmaceutical-grade CBD made in the USA and no bitter aftertaste. Go to BigShow.com, click on the Astera Labs banner, enter code JBB, get 20% off on all CBD products. Must be 18 to win. We'll play in minutes. Where's our Friday morning song?
Work, 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 work. Hello, boys. Have a good night's rest. I missed you.
You're young and you got your hair. What do you want with the job?
You know, there are people in this world that don't have to put up with all this.
Shut your pie hole. We're working here.
7 years of college down the drain.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job and I don't need it.
People skills.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
The workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign. Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little.
Well, we don't even have dental.
Are you coming down into the pit?
You know how much I love watching you work, but I've got my country's 500th anniversary to plan, my wedding to arrange, my wife to murder, and Gilda to frame for it. I'm swamped.
Where do you work?
In a tech.
What do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle, but I really don't like it.
So you're gonna quit?
Nah.
I'm just going to stop going.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know.
So you're going to get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
Well, what are you going to do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm going to do that either.
Okay.
Go ahead and come in tomorrow. So if you could be here around 9, that would be great. Okay?
Mr. Wonka, I don't know if you remember me, but I used to work here in the factory.
Were you one of those despicable spies who every day tried to steal my life's work and sell it to those parasitic copycat candy-making cats?
No, sir.
And wonderful. Welcome back.
Oh, and I almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and come in on Sunday, too, okay?
I studied on killing you.
Thanks.
I studied about it quite a bit.
That would be great. Okay?
Come in on Monday and you're not feeling real well. Does anyone ever say to you,
sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays?
Oh, man. I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
Calm down. I am calm. What is it with you people?
You people?
I don't mean you people. I mean you people.
I will not tolerate any racist behavior.
I'm not a racist.
I'm only going to say this one more time. Calm down.
I'm calm!
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, heart beating, hands sweating, ready to play. Billy, what are we dealing with?
Dateline, Colorado. Honey, there's a bear on our couch.
All right, 1-800-BIG-SHOW, you toll-free line. You take C, you will win. We play next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals. Today, tomorrow, and
Sunday!
Way to be alert, right?
Peter!
Z-Max Dragway. Got telemarketing at level 100. Check out my little key and peel bid at thebigshow.com. And right now, Pep Squad.
Ready?
Hey, we got Tony from Somerdale, Alabama. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we all good. Tony, welcome in here. All right, buddy. Well, hard part's over. Listen to Biddley and win this prize pack.
Well, hey, man, in Steamboat Springs, Colorado, moved an old couch onto his back porch a few weeks ago, but he hasn't been able to use it since then because it's been claimed by a bear who lives nearby. Chris Ward says the bear shows up almost every evening just to hang out. He's posted several video clips on TikTok showing the bear chilling on the couch, videos that were shot from safely inside the house, by the way. Ward says the bear has roughed up the couch to the point where it's really no longer usable by humans. He's leaving it out on the porch until local bears go into hibernation for the winter, and then he says he's going to take it to the dump. A state wildlife official suspects the bear picked this particular couch to hang out on because, A, the house is close to a heavily wooded area, B, the lights from the backyard porch caught his attention, or C, he's looking for a TikTok sponsorship from Rooms to Go.
What you got, Tony?
I'll have to take C on that one.
And we'll do it. Tony, you got a big old variety pack of Sterilabs products. We'll get it to you down Summerdale.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
Good work, buddy. Bottom of the hour, top of your news, right on the other side, our time capsule for this September the 17th. Hang on for a laugh.
This is the award-winning John Boy and Billy Big Show. The South's number one export.
A beautiful supermodel. A bizarre rock musician. A mysterious disappearance. What was the twisted secret they shared? And where are they today? I'm Robert Stuck. Join me, and maybe you can help solve a mystery. Wow. Paulina Porizkova was born in a small village just outside Prague in 1967. Her stunning beauty made her the toast of Czechoslovakia. So much so, she left her native homeland in the early 1980s, emigrated to America. Paulina soon became the toast of the United States as well. Her face and figure were featured in hundreds of magazines, including the crowning jewel in any model's career, the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. At a party in 1989, Paulina met Rick Ocasek, leader of the Boston-based haircut rock band called The Cars. Eyewitnesses at the party say Paulina and Ocasek were inseparable that night and from then on. Shortly thereafter, Ocasek's band split up after a long dry spell on the music charts. Meanwhile, Paulina's modeling jobs became less and less frequent. With the exception of a single high-profile campaign for Estee Lauder, she has been virtually invisible since meeting Ocasek. At a party in 1993, Paulina and Ocasek surfaced again. Paulina wore a small gold band on the third finger of her left hand. She was also carrying a small bundle, which eyewitnesses say may have contained a small child. As incredible as it may seem, authorities now theorize Paulina may not have only married Ocasek, she may have actually had sex with him. Paulina Porizkova is 29 years old, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 115 pounds, with straight, shoulder-length brown hair, blue eyes, and she is built like a brick house. Rick Ocasek is 40 years old, 6 feet 3 inches tall, 97 pounds, and is usually described as that scary-looking mother who used to sing for the Cars. If you have any information about the whereabouts of either of these people, please contact the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department or call our toll-free number, 1-800-What's That All About? Next week, never-before-seen video footage of a UFO that appeared over Tulsa, Oklahoma in November of 1994. A glowing object that has the shape and markings of a double-wide mobile home. Could this be the mothership come to claim the rest of her lost squadron? Find out next week on another edition of Unsolvable Mysteries.
John Boy and Billy. Morning radio done right.
Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Ah, man, Tom Sorensen, our Friday morning quarterback, joins us in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's time to act like.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to Act Like, Patrick sit down there. That's my rock. That's my boy. That's Patrick. He's the best thing that ever put my damn Pop-Tart down. You entitled youngins. The place to go for all the 411 you need for all your what you call intrapersonal relationships. Dig this. What? I had a letter all ready to go about a boy that had a thing for mismatched boobies, but Jackie just handed me this. So let's see him. My dearest Ike, I've listened to you dispense advice for many years. You always did your best to help those who sought you out. But in all that time, who was there to help you? Who was there to relieve your pain? You gave yourself and your time-earned wisdom with no expectation of return. And here you are now. Some would say your best years are behind you. Who the hell said that, Patrick? That you missed every chance at true love that ever came your way. I hope I can change that. Oh. I love you, Ike. Huh? We've never met, but I know you like I know the coming of the dawn and the change of the seasons.
Wow.
It's a white girl. We are kindred spirits. We have both been hurt and left with broken hearts, but managed to go on. I'm not sure what you'll make of this, but I've enclosed my phone number and my real name. Until then, Madam X, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Dear Madam X, wow. First off, let me just say, if this is really Phil McCracken, I'm going to whip somebody's ass. Now, look here, madam. I get plenty of these kind of letters. Plenty. I mean, in the last 20 years, I bet I received at least, counting this one, 3. Oh, wow. But look, baby, straight upified, Ike is one of them what you call wild scallions. You're trying to corral a thoroughly bred that's been put out the stud. I done settled down 13 damn times, and every one of them hoes was in love with me. And I fell for it, hook, line, and sphincter. We all know how them ended. But to be fair, ain't none of them ever talked to me like that. You know, the way I talk to my dog. Let me preach on it. Now, your old buddy Ike must finally be getting old. I used to be, all I wanted to hear a woman say was, okay, go ahead.
What?
Now what she says is it's when she's helping me out of my favorite chair. I got the rheumatiz, damn it! When some skeezer whispers sweet nothings in my ear holes, she gotta yell. Because I can't afford one of them, what you call miraculous ears. You move in on some lusciousious pair of lips, and you got to double-checkulate that your poly grip is hanging tough. Oh, and go ahead and enjoy them pork ribs and vianis just as long as you chase it with a big gulp of Pinto Bisquick. Time comes, you just get to an age when the only sweet young things that throw a sexy smile your way are the nurses at the free clinic handing you a pee cup. Man, what's up with that, man? And now here come Madam X, trying to tame the sexy beast. Thinking she got a chancery in hell of putting an end to my sadness. My deep, deep personal sadness.
Oh, boy.
The accumulated pain of decades of heartbreak. The layer upon layer of emotional scarration. Thinking she's gonna rescue Ike like some kind of pound hound. Like I need some unknown hoochie to do what no other woman could do or wanted to do or cared about doing. For your information, Madam X, I got lots of friends. I got my intern for life, white boy Patrick, who stands by my side, who sticks with me through thick and thicker, and I can always count on Patrick. Patrick, damn it! That little sumbitch took off in a broham. Don't matter. Don't matter none at all. I got friends all over, like right here. John Boy, Bidley, I love you, man. Even though you ain't never paid me all these years or Give me any biscuit coupons or race tickets or a damn t-shirt. You my boys. My cheap ass boys. If I wasn't snotting at the nose, I'd hug both of you. Oh, man. What is this feeling in my chesticle area? Is it a damn panical attack? Is it a myofascial fartration? Or is it what happened to the grouch that ripped off Christmas time? Is Ike's heart growing 3 times its normal size? Nope, I just farted. Oh. Ooh, that was close. But you know, maybe it is time. Time for Ike to settle down. Stop knocking on Jackie's back door at midnight. Get a little crig in the suburbulas with a white pickle fence and a ham hock hanging between 2 trees. A water fountain on the patio full of ripple. And me and Madam X and maybe a couple of little Ikes running around. Now I know why the caged bird sings. You know who wrote that? Maya Caribou. I'm too emotional for a appointment date. I just hope Madam X don't put her foot in my wrinkly old crack. This is Ike. Peace out, sucker.
Let me tell you how much I appreciate it, and this is certainly a milestone. It ranks right up there with the fact I got a phone call prior to the first Duke Carolina game from up in Norfolk, Virginia, and this guy called and he said, Woody, he said, Coach Drizzell wants you to be on the radio with him tomorrow night. I said, what? And he said, yeah, I said, Lefty's got a radio show up here and he wants you to be on. And so I was the night before Carolina played Duke for the first time. So being with John Boy and Billy's program, right up there with being with Coach Drizzell. Hi, this is Woody Durham. I want to remind you that you're listening to John Boy and Billy's Big Show.
Good morning, it's a Big Show on the radio for you Friday, September the 17th. All right, so as you get in here, look back at last week, see how I did picking the first week. It's really unpredictable, as we will see. And then he gets his footing, picks every game this weekend before we get out of here this morning. But first, hey, want to sing the national anthem of the football game? We got two going on now. I'm still trying to learn the words of Jackie's people saying them there than before.
Please expand on this topic.
You really don't mean that.
No, I do not.
How about the ones playing right now? Just say Tusk every once in a while.
I like that. I got the marching band.
That's like the USC marching band that played on that
sure
record.
Yeah.
Excellent distraction, Billy. Good job.
All right. Oh, where was I? Oh, yeah. National School of Anthem Singing. Check it out.
Okay, this is Ira. Take one anytime.
Oh, say can you see...
That was Ira Tinier before he came to the International School of Anthem Singing.
So
and this is what he sounds like after just 6 short lessons at our state-of-the-art facility.
The bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
Ira knew the word. But we gave him soul.
That our red, white, and blue flag, it was still there. Yes, it was.
The professionals at the International School of Anthem Singing have been turning out funkified crowd pleasers since the War of 1812. And you, too, can join the exciting and rewarding world of pre-game patriotism in as little as 6 short months.
Of the grand.
The International School of Anthem Singing, where the ball game begins with you.
Good morning, Big Show's Auto Radio. Coming up, we play Wordy Word. The winner gets a Liquid Performance automotive cleaning and detailing kit. Liquid Performance, the world's highest quality full synthetic gasoline and diesel fuel additives, available at all Napa Auto Parts stores. All right, well, our Friday morning quarterback, Tom Sorensen, as we head into week two in the NFL. He'll pick all the games before we get out of here in about 30 minutes or so. This morning, but Tom, first, good morning. Happy Friday.
All Fridays are happy, man. Good morning.
Good morning. So, Tom, you say on our notes that we're going over from last weekend, the first week of the NFL season is always unpredictable, and your picks did absolutely prove that.
How about my two Super Bowl picks, Buffalo and Green Bay. Buffalo lost, and Green Bay was destroyed. So 0-2 there, but that's a separate category that I will dismiss after that.
That's right.
It was a struggle, man. I admit it.
It is tough. So you did go 8-8, and that's pretty good the way things went overall. So you're 50%, and yeah, man, your Super Bowl picks, Buffalo and Green Bay both lost. And gotta ask you about Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay, man. What's the deal? I mean, I was thinking this might be pretty bad for Aaron because he hadn't looked real good on the offseason the way he's been. He's not being with the team, you know. He's vacationing around. He's got his little man bun working. It looks like he's gone hippie. Looks like he's gone hippie on us, you know, over there and strolls in. And he does not play well at all.
Now, he likes drama. And as somebody pointed out, he looked like an undercover cop who would, like, plant evidence.
I did.
So he wasn't a good one. He was like a bad undercover cop. He was a bad quarterback. To his credit, he admitted it. I mean, he had to, but he admitted he played bad. And they have too much offense. They have too much talent. And, boy, they were just destroyed in Jacksonville. And New Orleans didn't even have that great home field advantage. And just Jameis Winston, man, looked like Superman. He was running again. He got kind of too big to run for a while. And now he's playing with a really good quarterbacks coach, Peyton. And, he was as bad as I've seen him, Aaron Rodgers.
I know, man. And doggone it. And Panthers, don't we play New Orleans this Sunday?
Yep. Get him in Charlotte.
Yeah, all right. We'll see what you like about that. Boy, that's a scary looking how good New Orleans looked against the Packers. And your lock of the week, though, let's point out you are 1-0. You nailed your lock of the week. You had San Francisco beating Detroit by 7.5. But, man, you were sweating it toward the end of that game. You had to be.
Now, they were up 41-17 in the fourth quarter.
Uh-huh.
And all they had to do to cover, as you said, is win by 7.5. So I'm feeling good. And then every time a score would flash, it got tighter. And then pretty soon, they're down by 8, the lowly Lions are, and they have the ball in San Francisco territory after a turnover, and they're moving. And I thought, this is why people should not bet on NFL games ever. And then, of course, they covered, and it was like, this is why we bet on NFL games right here. So they won by 8, and they squeaked it out. And, there were some other ones. I thought the Panthers were close to a lock. They were a 5.5-point pick. And they had that game put away here in Charlotte against the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. And they almost gave that thing away. They just – their pass rush in the first half was overwhelming, really fun to watch. And in the second half, it was like the defensive backs had name tags on because they'd never met each other before. And they were just getting confused. And the Jets behind a rookie quarterback, give them credit, man. They almost came back.
That's right. Man, gotta be, what do you think, the best game of the week? The Las Vegas Raiders played their first game with fans. Man, that was a great game right there, wasn't it?
That was phenomenal. And there were a couple times where I thought, yeah, I got to go to bed. I'm tired. And then it would just draw you back in. And there was that celebration at the end of overtime where touchdown pass and all is right with the world. And there's Gruden finally looking happy for the first time in about 12 years. And there's Vegas winning. And oops, went out of bounds at the 1.
Yeah.
And then Vegas just decides to go backward. And suddenly Baltimore has the ball and they're moving. And then Lamar Jackson fumbles, and then here come the Raiders. But tell you what, I give the Raiders credit because it was like Gruden said afterwards. He said, I was like a cat. I have nine lives, and I used them up all tonight. And it was just – I thought it was an absolute thrill. Did you stay up for the whole thing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, sir. That was good.
Did you see a better game this week?
No, that was it, man. That's what I wanted to know, if that's what you thought.
Now, and it started out well. You know, the Thursday night game with Tampa and Dallas, and then it ended with the Monday night game. It was a good week of football, lots of upsets. And one of the beauties of the NFL is there's a change in the power structure every season, and it's just catching on to it early. And hopefully I can do that.
That's it. All right. So looking at some highlights here, Kansas City, you said they play as if they believe. And they were down. Cleveland had them 22-10 at the half, but they come back and win that game.
Yes, outscored Cleveland. Cleveland's a good team, and the Chiefs outscored them 23-7 in the second half. And KC just plays with this absolute poise. I mean, Mahomes might get sacked, he might get rushed, but he never panics. And just to have a quarterback like that with that kind of cool – I think really lends itself to just to winning. And Andy Reid and that coaching staff, I mean, that's just a really good program. And it was a good game, too.
That's it. We already talked about Aaron Rodgers with this undercover cop look. Stunk it up. He's 37 years old. Another old guy, Matt Ryan, 36 years old. He kind of looked his age for Atlanta, didn't he?
No, he looked older. Boy, they looked really bad. They were favored at home against Philadelphia, and they just got it handed to them. And they could get nothing going. Ryan could get nothing going. The rushing game couldn't get going. They just were stuffed, and they looked like a really bad team. And they may be. They may be. Again, you don't want to overreact after 1 week. But there was nothing Atlanta did that made you think there's hope.
Mm-hmm. That's it, man. And, of course, our favorite coach, a winner on Wordy Word here on the big show, Ron Rivera, the coach of the Washington football team. Man, Ryan Fitzpatrick, he lost his starting quarterback.
Yeah, he did. And then people were thinking, well, he's going to go out and he's going to get Cam Newton. And you look at it, it's like, you know, they are – when people leave the Panthers, they either are unemployed or they're more likely playing for Buffalo or the Washington football team.
Right.
And the two starting quarterbacks now, rather the first-team quarterback and the backup, are Taylor Heineke and Kyle Allen, both of whom played occasionally for the Panthers. And the guy who's out there is Cam Newton. Cam was drafted the first overall pick in 2011. Which is the same year that Ron Rivera came to the Panthers. And they just kind of came up together and had a lot of success together. And the speculation was, all right, quarterback's down for Washington. They need a quarterback. They're going after Cam. They did not go near Cam. And you know what it is? I mean, people say, well, it's his clothes and it's his hairstyle. I may be old school. I don't really care how other adult males dress. It's not about that. It's about the fact that if he can't run, he was never the most accurate of passers. And
right.
He ran well early last season for New England, but he's 32, and he's taken a lot of hits and a lot of punishment over the years. And some people believe right now that if anybody was going to hire him, it was going to be Rivera,
right,
and that his career is finished. That may be, but I also think that when teams lose their quarterbacks during the season, desperation kicks in, and I will not be surprised if somebody – not this week, not next week, but as the season goes on and as more players get hurt, somebody's going to make a run at camp.
Somebody might make it. I thought it might be Ron. I did too there. All right. All right, Tom, good stuff there, buddy. All right, well, you hang on, then we're going to play us some Wordy Word, get us a classic bit of the morning, then you're going to pick every NFL game as you already bounce back here in week number two. All right?
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Well, let's play our Wordy Word, 1-800-BIG-SHOW. You toll free line across America. We'll get a couple contestants. Team up and play next. Good Friday morning, Big Show's on the radio. Video today brought to you by the DeWalt NHRA Carolina Nationals today through Sunday at C-Max Dragway.
Sunday.
We got telemarketing at level 100.
Extreme telemarketing.
Extreme telemarketing. Check it out, thebigshow.com.
By the way, y'all, Randy has a new character. I don't know if you've heard it.
I came up with it on Sunday.
And he uses it a lot lately.
All right. Well, we'll take a break from that and take a classic beer request off the wall coming up in minutes. But right now, let's do it.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
Let's play the wordy word and a wordy word. Let's meet our contestants. We got Jason from Toccoa, Georgia. Good morning, Jason. Oh, let me turn you on there, Jason. There you are. You turned on. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good, buddy. I got my button mashed. And we got Scott from Cremora, Virginia. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. All right, Toccoa, Cremora. So, Scott, your own team, Tater and Randy, Jason, on the John Boy Miller side. We'll do two rounds, 30 seconds each. Good luck to you, boys. All right, so, Scott, you relax. Me and Jason will go for the first 30 seconds. All right, Jason, are you ready?
I am, sir.
Let's see what we can do then. Start the clock now. Yeah, you don't climb the stairs. You take this to the top of a building.
Elevator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. This is where pigs eat out of.
Slop buggy.
Another word. This is like a cows and horses eat out of it. A food blank.
Oh, a cough.
Yes. Uh-huh. All right. Your ankle is not broken. It's just a mild...
Back or a fracture?
No. A twist. Yep, yes. Yes. All right. She helps the doctor. She is your...
Nurse.
Yeah. All right. Rhymes with it. Don't cuss. Don't...
Curse.
Yes. Curse. All right. Yes. Good work, Jason. Wow. We put a five on the board. All right, then.
Good work, Jason. We put a five on the board.
Oh, sorry. He has another new character.
So, Scott and Tater are ready for their round one, I guess.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Ready? Go.
This vehicle transports a coffin.
Hearse.
Yes. That rhymes with it. A woman carries this. Another name for a pocketbook.
Purse.
Yep. Rhymes with it. It's getting blank. It's getting really bad. It's getting... When it gets real... It's like, oh... my cold is getting blank. It's getting...
Worse?
Yes.
Yes, worse.
All right, now we're done rhyming. This, Egypt, they would wrap up their dead people. They're called what?
Mommies.
Uh-huh. Ooh, another name for a snake?
There's the buzzer. Hold it right there, Scott.
You've been sitting in Hanson's chair too long.
I've been sitting in Hanson's chair too long. I'm going to get it.
I think you're doing a great job, Tater.
Thank you.
Four for Scott. So,
sorry,
Jason.
Sorry, Scott.
Jason leads by one. Here we go into round two. Jason and Billy, ready. Picking up on that last one. Go.
Another name for a snake. Also in the water. Yeah, there you go. Let's see. This is the sound a duck makes.
Quack.
Yeah.
Yep. If you watch all of a show, like you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, there's each individual what? When you're watching a TV show, I'm going to watch this week's. This week, yeah, this is part of the series. This
episode?
Week's. Yep, there
episode.
You go. This comes out of a volcano.
Lava?
Wow.
Yep, you wear this at Halloween or if you're going into
costume.
A store. What?
Costume, mask, costume.
No, there you go.
Mask,
got
yeah, I got
all
mask.
Right.
All right. All right, good work. Put a five on a five, a 10 for Jason. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Scott and Randy.
10 for Jason, yay.
Yay. You just want me to slap a crap out of you.
Yeah, I love dismissing Randy. You're winning. You know, so
be happy. I know. So, why? Are you still ticking
that's,
me off?
That's how I feel all the time.
All right, so
y'all
happy
don't
now,
shut
huh?
up. I'm going to go out on that.
Goodness.
I know what I'm going to do, by God. I'm going out the shed and get my guitar.
Oh, Doyle, don't.
All right, so here we go. Scott and Randy, 6-7. Something that has never been done by Randy and any contestant ever.
You know that's true.
Good luck, Scott. Ready?
Thank you.
Go.
So you do this with the air that goes through your air.
Breathe.
No, you gotta run it through this thing so that it gets all the dust out of it.
Filter.
Yes.
Yeah. Filter.
All right. So you use these in a laboratory. It makes little things look big. You look through it.
Microscope.
Yeah. Yep. So a doctor uses this to cut you open in surgery.
Scalpel.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a kind of fish that you buy in a can. Yeah.
Yes. Sardine.
All right. So this is what you put on top of your hot dog. Not.
Ketchup.
Yeah, that was a good one for you. Hey, Jason wins by two.
Jason wins by two, yeah.
All right, I'm not going to let you take this thrill of victory, all right? But, Scott, we will congratulate you. Good game, and you can try again anytime, all right?
All right, thank you. Can I give a shout-out?
Yes, of course.
Well, I'd like to give a shout-out to all the wonderful counselors at Camp Light here in Waynesboro, Virginia, for children with special needs.
Awesome, yes. Scott.
Awesome.
Oh, good, buddy. Well, thank you, man. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, buddy. Bye, Scott. Scott and Crimmore. All right, good. And, Jason, look at you down in Tacoa getting ready for your big old prize pack to reach you. Congratulations on your victory.
Hey, also, I appreciate it. Let me give a shout-out to my kids. Daddy's not a loser no more.
Well, now I'm sad. It's perfect. Good morning, Big Show's on the radio. Time for the classic bit request of the morning. Last one of the week. We got here Michael Travis McGregor from Doug Spur, Virginia. Michael says, hey, guys, how about some good old Marvin Webster? My favorite was him talking about Speed Racer. Thanks, guys. All right, well, Jackie, who produces our Saturday morning show, has got the spotlight on Marvin Webster tomorrow. So, Jackie, we don't have Marvin doing Speed Racer tomorrow, do we?
No, sir.
Well, this works out perfect then. All right, Michael, you got it. Coming up next. Big Show's on the radio. Classic beer request from Michael Travis McGregor, Doug Spur, Virginia. One of his favorite couple of minutes with Marvin Webster.
Yo, ho, what's up? How y'all doing?
Say, all right, Marv.
Hey, man. I was watching TV the other day. I stopped on MTV. They're running this cartoon, Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Y'all watch that?
Yeah. Like,
is this some
of
that nostalgia thing?
I guess.
You white people kill me. Speed Racer. I mean, white people go crazy anytime they see Elvis and the Brady Bunch and Speed Racer. And I can't figure none of them out, you know? A Speed Racer, this is like a cartoon that's over my head. I don't know what's going on. And first of all, what country are these people supposed to be from? I mean, it's a Japanese cartoon, but they sure don't look Japanese. In fact, they don't look like people from any country I ever seen. Everybody got them big round bug eyes. They all look like E.T.
Yeah.
And Speed has got a bad car now, the Mach 5. It can go 300 miles an hour. It's got machine guns on it, got ejector seats. He push a button and it flies, and push another button, it could go underwater. And y'all think the brothers like to put stuff on their car. And what does a car like that cost? Like $2-3 million? The man ain't never had a sponsor that I've seen. Where does he get the money to pay for all of this? I mean, I ain't no racing expert, but if this was a real car, it would have Quaker State and Pillsbury and Mr. Goodwrench and J.C. Penney on it from one end to the other, you know? Now, what exactly are the rules in this race that he's always running? It looks like it's pretty much a free-for-all from what I've seen.
Yeah.
Every cartoon, Speed will be about like 5 minutes into the race. A car will pull up beside him, 8 ninjas with swords jump out and start trying to kick his ass while he's driving down the road. Now, where are the officials at this race? I mean, you know, NASCAR, I've seen them throw people out for running too fast on pit road. Who's running this event? The World Wrestling Federation? Because I think the main reason that Speed is having so much trouble, why he don't win every race, is he's got, like, bad people around him, you know? Who is this group he's hanging out with? I mean, to win a race, you got to have a good driver and a good car and a good crew. It's a team thing, right?
Right?
All right, well, you got Speed Racer, who has got to be the greatest race driver in the world, no doubt about that, right? and you got a $3 million indestructible car.
Yeah.
But who's on the pit crew? Chim Chim and Spryder. You got a monkey and an 8-year-old kid. Now, what's up with that? Only thing these two got going for them is they dress just alike.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe Speed should have spent a little less on the car and a little more on the support personnel. You know what I mean? Y'all say Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids ain't realistic. I could make $1 million if I started up a network just for white people. You could call it White at Night, and you run nothing but Elvis movies and Andy Griffin and the Brady Bunch and Speed Racer. And y'all would watch 24 hours a day. Wait a minute, I think Ted Turner already did that, didn't he? So, y'all think about it. I'm Marvin Webster.
Good morning. It's a Big Show on the Radio, Friday, September 17th. And our man Tom Sorensen is on the line with us, singing this on Friday morning. Good morning again, Tom.
Good morning again, John Boy.
Thank you, buddy. All right. Week number one. An unpredictable week one. Tom did predict 50%, went 8-8. We'll say you are 1-0 for your lock of the week. So we are off and running, so let's look at week two. They start off with the early Sunday afternoon games, all 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or we might be in daylight savings. I can't keep up with it anymore. We know at 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
And your kids get out of his yard.
Daylight savings time doesn't end until like November now.
So we are in. We're not in daylight savings time. Okay.
You know why? Because we're not in November.
That's right.
So it doesn't happen until November again?
I think so, yeah.
See, I'm going to peepaw right along with you. It seems like it gets later every year to me. It'll be Christmas Eve pretty soon.
Yeah, November 7.
Huh. Okay, all right. Well, keep us informed.
I will.
All righty. Okay, Tom, here we go.
Tom, it doesn't end until November, okay?
So we got the 0-1 Buffalo Bills at the 1-0 Miami Dolphins.
Incidentally, I love it when we break news on the show.
Yeah.
I like Buffalo. I think Buffalo comes back. Be close game, but Bills are going to win this one.
They better start winning if they're going to be in the Super Bowl, like you said last week. Okay. Mm-hmm. And here we go. The 1-0 Cincinnati Bengals at the 0-1 Chicago Bears.
Boy, this was I had two games that were really tough to pick. And I ended up picking the underdog in both of them, and I liked the Bengals in the mild upset on the road.
All right. Then we got the 1-0 Denver Broncos at the 0-1 Jacksonville Jaguars.
I tell you, Denver and Teddy Bridgewater, the former Panthers quarterback, looked really good last week, and Jacksonville looked about as bad as a professional football team can look. They're really in disarray down there. Coaches yelling at each other and factions and people just not really getting along. And Urban Meyer, who was a great college coach, realizing it's a little bit different in the pros. Denver is favored by 6. I believe they won by 11, and they are my lock of the week.
Ooh, lock of the week, the Broncos. All right. And we got the 1-0 Houston Texans at the 0-1 Cleveland Browns. Browns look good, though. We talked about that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, I think that's a talented team, and losing to KC it happens to almost everybody. Browns are going to get well in this one. Browns roll. They win big.
All right. First home team pick, Cleveland Browns. Then we got the 1-0 L.A. Rams at the 0-1 Indianapolis Colts.
But I tell you, the Rams behind Matthew Stafford look really good. They look fast, weak, smart, and they're going to keep it going. They win this one on the road.
Yes, Rams back on the road team. All right, the 1-0 Las Vegas Raiders at the 1-0 Pittsburgh Steelers.
funny in this one, all the money is on Pittsburgh. And, boy, I was tempted to pick Vegas. But Steelers beat the Bills last week, and I think it's a close game, but I like the Steelers at home.
Yeah, we talked about Aaron Rodgers, Matt Ryan, kind of looking their age. Roethlisberger, he's standing tall, ain't he, in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, he didn't have to do a lot last week, but when he, because that defense was really good. But when Big Ben needed to do it, he did it, and that's he played a clutch game.
All right. They got the 0-1 New England Patriots at the 0-1 New York Jets.
This is a get-well game for the Patriots. Jets have a good coach, and they're going to go the right way, but it's going to take them a long time to get there. And I think Belichick and the fellas win this one.
All righty, then. We got the 1-0 New Orleans Saints at the 1-0 Carolina Panthers.
You know, New Orleans ought to win this one. I just got a feeling it's going to be the Panthers. New Orleans has been hit with COVID-19 this week. One player, several coaches, and some injuries. And I just think that pass rush of Carolina's is, I think that's going to, what they did in the first half, I think they do in both halves on Sunday. And I like, it's an upset, but I like the Panthers.
All right. Like it. And we got the 1-0 San Francisco 49ers at the 1-0 Philadelphia Eagles.
Boy, Philly looked good, but I'm not picking against the 49ers. Until they made me sweat it late, they really looked good offensively, looked good defensively. That's a good team, and I like the 49ers on the road.
All right. And we got four late Sunday afternoon games. A 0-1 Atlanta Falcons at the 1-0 Super Bowl champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I think Tampa destroys them. I like the Buccaneers in this one.
All right. The 0-1 Minnesota Vikings at the 1-0 Arizona Cardinals.
Vikings just looked in disarray last week, and Arizona played really well. And I think in the desert, I think Arizona wins.
All right. And then the 0-1 Dallas Cowboys at the 1-0 L.A. Chargers.
It's a good game. I mean, Dallas played well last week. The Chargers pulled out a tough one in Washington. And, boy, they have some talent, and I think the Chargers pull it out at home.
Ooh, thinking the Cowboys starting off 0-2. All right. And then the 0-1 Tennessee Titans. Doggone it, with Tennessee Titans. Close it up there at the 1-0 Seattle Seahawks.
Boy, the Titans were bad last week, and I think they play better. But Seattle is a really tough place to win, 12th man and all that. Seattle is just, it's loud, and they have Russell Wilson, and I like the Seahawks at home.
Okay. And then the Sunday night game is the 1-0 Kansas City Chiefs at the 0-1 Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, it's like the undercover cop got down on one knee and said, help me. And the schedule maker said, okay. So they're home against the Lions, and they win big.
Oh, okay. So you're going Baltimore beating Kansas City?
Oh, no. I thought you said Green Bay, Detroit.
Yeah. That was Monday. Hang on. So the Sunday night game, Kansas City at Baltimore's, Patrick Mahomes and the other quarterback for Baltimore.
Oh, my God. He's actually looking at me. I don't know, man.
Hey, what time is it, man?
I'm having a lot of people. The old Louisville quarterback.
I am not picking against KC. And Baltimore is going to come out angry. I think Baltimore plays well. But it's not going to be enough. I like KC on the road.
Okay, Kansas City on the road. And now we're at that Monday night game where the 0-1 Detroit Lions at the 0-1 Green Bay Packers at the non-frozen tundra. Because it's not daylight savings time. Is
it? Well, I have not changed my mind since we last talked about this game. So I'm going to go with the Packers big. At home.
And Green Bay big at home.
And it actually is daylight savings time.
Until... Oh, really?
Just wanted to point that out.
Another bulletin. No, it's not. It's not daylight savings time.
It ends in November.
So it is right now?
So it is right now.
Wow. Just like this.
I'm with you. I just in.
Wow.
We spring forward.
So, Tom, when you call next week, we're going to have basically probably two or three more people try to help us work this out, just so you know.
And by the way, the slog of the week, I remember this because I wrote it down. Denver Broncos over the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh. All right. Thank God it's Friday.
We appreciate you, Tom. You have a great weekend, buddy.
Yeah, everybody have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Quick, man, let's get it. Run out of time.
Bitbox is here. Download your favorite Big Show bits, 99 cents each, 15 for $9.99. Buy them once, play them anywhere. Find your faves at thebigshow.com. Anytime is a perfect time for John Boy and Billy Southern Sweet Tea. Y'all stock up at Food Lion or your favorite store. Order JB&B Stuff by phone, 800-471-STUFF. Online services by animink.com.
So in November, we fall back.
Right.
Back to regular time.
Back to regular time. All right. There you are. I got it now.
You go.
Once I learn something, it's learned.
It's in there. It's locked. All
right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. We love you. We mean it.
Oh, blow it out.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine.